You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on BFM Breakfast. We're going to be having a chat with Diggy Dupe very shortly about the Panthers, the fantastic TV show that he helped soundtrack, and the stage performance that he is putting together as part of Elemental Nights with a bunch of the crew that were also involved. So let's have a listen to Welcome to CA.
Collectively striving for longevity, a subi mechanic, how we're building this long legacy. I intend to be nothing less than legendary. Loyalty and royalties in my blood, it runs heavily from the Point Chevrolet Beach to these inner city streets, the belly of the beast, great land, pots of beef. 12 people in a two-room property, but that's just how it is when you live in poverty. The home of French sticks with cream in it, throw mitts and cheese in it. Family vans like a family man, but I got my G's in it. Loose sippy with the crew, really throwing leaves in it. Heavy-handed with the table, so that's how you season it. This is for my olds living on home, the Williams on Rose, and every other family I know. My boys, the Yacoys, and the Commerce on Palmer Road. St. Joe's to Ivanhoe, and my bros from outer zones, yeah.
This is Welcome to CA with Diggy Dupe, Choice Vaughan, and the mysterious P. Smith. Kia ora, how are you this morning, Diggy Dupe?
Yeah, good morning, I'm good.
Hey, it's nice to chat to you. This is a very exciting project that you've been working on. People who watched the Panthers TV show will be familiar with the music that we're talking about because you basically soundtracked that incredible TV series about the Polynesian Panthers, and now you're bringing it to the stage for Elemental Nights with a bunch of mates and performing some of those songs live. How are you feeling about it?
Excited, anxious, but yeah, it's going to be like my first show of the year.
Whoa, that is a big one, eh? It's been a strange old time for performing, eh?
Yeah. So it's going to be a good one.
How was the process of making music for television for you? Because was it different to how you normally write music? What was it like?
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge, eh? But I guess it was like a good challenge. So instead of me trying to make up, you know, stuff out of nowhere, they'll kind of give me like kind of guidelines and stuff that they needed for the song, so it kind of helped with the process. So you know, they set me on my way and I just like had to write about whatever they wanted.
Yeah, totally. And I think, I mean, you were the perfect person to pick for this. The song that we just listened to is kind of almost like the theme song to the TV show, and it very much tied the whole thing together. But the voices throughout the soundtrack are so, I guess, relevant to both contemporary music and this kind of history that the show is talking about of Central Auckland, Ponsonby and the Panthers and their interactions in that space. What was it like for you, I guess, coming into a project which has got such contemporary history and trying to sort of work through some of these ideas in music about the big mahi that the Panthers were doing?
It was quite a burden, eh? But I can't explain it. Like, it was an honor to do it. So I just had to try and do it justice. So yeah.
How did you approach writing for this? Because I'm interested that you said it was a burden. I mean, it's like huge, huge narratives to try and talk about. Did you bounce your ideas off friends, or did you talk to anyone from the cast and crew? Did you get to chat to any of the Panthers about it?
Nah, not really. Eh?
Just in your writing zone.
Yeah, like, well, I'm usually around Central anyway, so
yeah.
I just, like, you know, I just took everything in visually. And also, like, my own experiences as a kid growing up and seeing, like, what I saw around me in Greyland and Ponsonby. And then I just applied it to the music and the writing process. And then, like, I'm just glad it related to the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are people going to be able to see when they head along to the Elemental Nights show? Who's the crew you're bringing with you? You don't have to reveal all your secrets. I'm sure there's a few things up your sleeve. But give us a taster of what we could expect.
Well, this will be my first time ever with a band, right?
Yes, like, that's huge.
So I got Adam Furr on the keys, and he's the brother that used to that jams with Team Dynamite, and used to jam with Kings and all that. And then I got Elijah White on the drums, and that guy is just like a workhorse. He's crazy. And then on the bass, I got a good old Chip Matthews.
Oh, wicked. Nice.
Yeah.
That is an awesome band. How's it been? Have you been practicing yet? Have you had some rehearsals? What's it been like playing with a band?
Damn, so we're supposed to do all these shows during summer, right?
Yep.
And then we started rehearsing for all that. And we're rehearsing on Sunday, and we're in the studio rehearsing when we got announced that we'll be put into Orange.
Oh no.
So that was the last time we ever rehearsed. So we've got to get the band back together.
Oh, that'll be pretty exciting, though. There's a whole bunch of amazing voices throughout the Panthers soundtrack. I mean, you've got some incredible people who you've worked with before. I mean, Choice Vaughan has been really significant to this project. How was it working with Choice?
It was kind of, like, organic. I mean, like, Choice is one of the boys.
Yeah.
But it was real cool. Like, usually he'll just send me beats and I'll write, and that's it. But it was more of a back and forth process between me, him, and the producers of the show. So yeah, so there was like a lot more drafts and like a lot more critiquing and stuff like that.
When you watched the TV show, because you're actually in it as well, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, you're not just the you know, soundtrack, you actually pop up in it in a kind of like sort of not quite reality way. You're in a few of the scenes. It's really incredible. Like, you know, the TV show blurs into music video territory almost at some points, and it's really effective as like a tool for telling a story. But what was it like for you actually being in front of the camera in that way? Is that a new thing for you?
Bro, that was weird, as it?
How did it feel?
Like, I don't know. Like, well, the good thing is I just had to rap. Like, I didn't have to really do any of that stuff. Like, to act and all that, that's a whole different, like, you know, type of craft. Like, man, these guys actually were in it and were acting, like your brother and that.
Yeah.
Bro, they're like, I can't do what they do. Like, I can try, but so it was kind of like a good first experience, because I was just, you know, like rapping.
Yeah.
Rather than like actually acting. So it was kind of like, yeah, a good way to like open the door.
It seemed like it was a really nice community involved with this project. Like, everybody who we've talked to from the project has sort of had similar, if not through a music way, had similar experiences with that, where they felt very much like it was maybe the first time they were doing something like that, and they felt supported, or they had the right sort of people around. And I wondered how it was for you when you watched the show. Did you sort of see how your music had pulled things together? Did it sort of, you know, was it unexpected, or did you kind of feel like this is the vision I had? What was it like watching it back?
Yeah, it was crazy. I hadn't seen any of it. You know, like for so long, everyone was coming up to me like, man, it looks real good. It looks real cool. I was like, bro, I haven't seen nada. So I literally watched it when it first came out, just as like at the same time as everybody else. And but it was just spot on what they envisioned, yeah, and how they executed it. Like, it was right on the money.
That must be a really awesome thing to just see that come to life like that, especially when you've been, you know, working away so hard with your vision for the sound and then watching it tie into the story. It must be quite a surreal experience. I'm so excited to see it live with a band. I think that's going to be huge. I think that's going to be a fantastic first gig of the year for you, Diggy. Any other little exciting bits that you've got on the horizon at the moment that you're looking forward to?
I'm just making more music, every day. I need that. I'm gonna come through with something soon.
Yeah, mean. I was gonna say, have you found it's been like easy to write recently or difficult?
Bit of both. Like, it has its ups and downs.
Oh, I think we lost him for a second there. Hello, Diggy, you still there?
Yeah, we got you.
I reckon we should have a listen to another track from the Panthers now. Ulu Up, which has got Rizvan on it. Tell us a wee bit about writing this song, Diggy.
So you know how I said they gave me kind of like a little direction on where to go? So yep, they told me, all right, we need this song for when we're going to the jail, to visit the boys in the jail.
Yep.
And then they gave me reference tracks and stuff. So one of the reference tracks was Nas One Love. And then I was like, oh, you're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just branch off that. And I kind of do like my island version of like Nas One Love.
Mm.
So that was that, and then Rizzy came through with his verse and killed it. Man, it's such a good song, and I love it's performing it. I've only performed it like twice. But that was without a band, so
that'll be
this next one.
Yeah,
different.
Super exciting. That's such a powerful scene in the show as well, and your music very much elevates it too, because it's a really confronting moment when they walk in to see their friend who's in jail, and that kind of, I think you managed to pull out a lot of very like real feelings and do it in a way that means the actors who are on the screen, they're not necessarily having to they're working hard obviously, but your music's really elevating that moment in a way that works so well. I think we should have a listen to Ulu Up now. Diggy Dupe, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your Friday, and we'll see you at Elemental Nights.
Yeah, that's us.
Hey, it's been a long minute since we last kicked it. We was on the yard sipping rum liquor from your mom's kitchen. Couldn't envision you'd be a slave to the system. The vacant you've been given got you staying in prison. Said you too ashamed to face your parents. It's apparent, cause sad to their face. The taste of disgrace is coherent. Don't worry about a damn thing. I got cash for your canteen. Been checking up on your brother and keeping track of family. Woma aso uso uma, usumo aso vale. Even when they kicked you out your folly. Hell of a bit, I ran amok. Had to muscle up and Okalani, cause we was out to get the cream and green like Bolusami. Bunch of young polis, leo leo, said we hearty. They came into our neighborhood harassing everybody. They caught you with the bag, in return you caught the lag. Whether it's water or blood, nonetheless it's all love. Tell them Ulu Up. Whenever times get tough, tell them Ulu Up. When you ain't got no one to trust, Ulu Up. Leo Leos lock you in cuffs, Ulu Up. Just keep your Ulu Up, yeah, Ulu Up. Whenever times get tough, tell them Ulu Up. When you ain't got no one to trust, Ulu Up. Leo Leos lock you in cuffs, tell them Ulu Up. Just keep your Ulu Up.
Now we was once two thuggers of the same kind, raised and praised, navigating through the changing waves and trying to stay dry. But you lost your bearings along the way, you became tied up, drowning in substances and chucking up them gang signs. Ram raids and ag robs, snips for the padlocks, quick to run it straight and escalate into some bank jobs. Did a little lag and came back flashing your patch off. Popped around the pad to see you bagging up that crack rock, puffing on the pipe. Your kids are right there by your side, you're twisted, misty glassy eyed. I see you drift and slip aside, but it's like, who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge? All I can do is be a crutch just to confide in trust. I know that times are rough, I see inside you find it tough. Focus on the light, I guarantee you'll find that triumph. Cause, and though we're grown apart, you know my heart is true to love. Cause when you cannot hold it, I'll be there to keep your ulu up. Ulu up. Whenever times get tough, shana ulu up. When you ain't got no one to trust, ulu up. Police lock you in cuffs, stock a ulu up. Just keep your ulu up, ulu up. Whenever times get tough, shana ulu up. When you ain't got no one to trust, ulu up. Police lock you in cuffs, stock a ulu up. Just keep your ulu up.
This is Diggy Dupe and Rizvan Uluap. This is part of the Panthers soundtrack, which Diggy created for the TV show and is now bringing to the stage as part of Elemental Nights on the 28th of July at the Concert Chamber Hall.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.